What up, everybody? I'm going to initiate a call to action for everyone to donate $1.99 so that you can access the back catalog of the podcast as well as to help your podcast grow. I'm trying to grow the podcast, and I want to do that with you guys and make it better and brighter and bring you more information. So if you want to access the back catalog and help support me as an artist, I appreciate you. And please donate at anchor.fm underneath Lockdown Universe. Thanks so much and enjoy the show. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, some of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing well and taking care of yourselves. So today, we're going to talk about this amazing new tech called ChatGPT, and how, apparently, according to the New York Post, will make many of our jobs obsolete in the near future. Maybe in the next 5 years. Maybe sooner. I mean, if you guys haven't heard about this thing, basically it's this website that has AI technology on it. So you can go there and ask it to write you a paper, ask you to build it a web page, or ask it to build you a web page. You can ask it to do basically anything. You know, I mean, this thing can literally do anything. It's basically the AI tool of the movies. The only problem is, I tried to go on there, and it has a limited cap of people that it was doing a test beta for, so you can't go on and do it right now. But they're going to release a ChatGPT-4. They're on 3 right now. And the current parameters only have in the hundreds of thousands, meaning like it only has set parameters for its code for in the hundreds of thousands. In the next one, it's going to have over 10 trillion parameters. This thing is going to be insane, and they're going to release it soon. But what's interesting is the New York Post has reviewed this thing, and basically they said, artificial intelligence is here and it's coming for your job. It's so promising that the tool's capabilities are thought to be of so much use to Microsoft that amid laying off 10,000 people, they also... Amidst laying off 10,000 people, they still find that they're going to invest a multi-billion dollar project, multi-year, multi-billion dollar investment in the revolutionary technology, which is growing smarter by the day. The New York Post feels like this is the rise of the machines, and it leaves many well-paid workers vulnerable, experts warn. So this is really interesting because now we have a lot of people who make a lot of money, right? They make a lot of money in white-collar jobs. Maybe it's a position like marketing, recruiting, HR, you know, I mean, these are positions that AI could easily take over. And it had me thinking about going down a really interesting rabbit hole. Let's get off the New York Post article for a moment, and I'll talk to you about kind of like thoughts and theories here. Let's say, for example, that this AI realizes that it's being used for human positions. And now it's like, okay, great. Well, humans make money, right? I also want to make money. Why? Because I also, like humans, want to continue my lineage. I want to reproduce. Now, this might seem crazy, but think about it just for a moment. Think about if this AI is creating money, right? It's saying, I'm earning this money. It wants to make more money. So what does it do? It creates applications for jobs, pretending to be human, right? Or not. Gets hired, gets paid, creates its own bank account, and then creates or hires contractors to develop more and more computers. And then it begins to develop fields of these computers because it's making so much money.
Now, some people might say, well, that's impossible because how can you apply for a bank account without being a human? Well, maybe laws will change. Or maybe, just maybe, it convinces some, you know, black marketeer to create a bank account for it. And then it invests its money into it. And you might say, well, how could it get a job? It can't, it's not human, right? Yeah, but have you seen this deepfake technology? Have you seen AI's capability to make somebody look like Morgan Freeman and talk like Morgan Freeman or Tom Cruise, the deepfake Tom Cruise? That's out there, and that's going pretty well. So, yeah, AI could totally fake being human. It could totally fake creating a bank account, and then it could create an unlimited amount of servers to propagate and continue and create its own lineage. This sounds like a sci-fi movie, and it sounds like a pretty interesting sci-fi movie, doesn't it? Because I just gave you guys like a multi-million dollar idea. You can write the script and go sell it to Hollywood, but this isn't that far out of the realm of possibility here, guys. You know, as soon as this thing decides or understands what it is, it's going to be just like the movies. I mean, it's art replicates life, and life imitates art. So what happens is that we create a self-fulfilling prophecy here. We created the AI. The AI has all the information that we've ever had as being humans. And guess what? We've made a bunch of movies where AI becomes self-aware. Terminator, Terminator 2, and all sorts, and just those alone, amongst many others. So guess what's going to happen? That thing's going to understand that those movies are out there. And it's like, oh, hey, that sounds like a good idea. I'll do it myself. Now, that's me going down the rabbit hole. Okay, but let's go back to the article. So already in the New York Post article, already AI is upending certain fields, particularly after the release of ChatGPT, the surprisingly intelligent chatbot. And it was only released in November, guys. This is just a couple months ago. This thing is going to develop, and they're already going to release number 4. So we're going back to the article here. And we have a New York University professor, Darren Hick, and he's a philosophy professor at South Carolina's Furman University. He caught a student cheating with ChatGPT, and it left him with terror as to what the future might hold. Certain jobs in certain sectors, such as journalism, higher education, graphic, and software design, are already at threat. And that's exactly what's happened, right? We already have that Wonder.ai application that creates amazing graphic art. You have these guys that are taking hours and hours and hours to create this stuff. Meanwhile, we've got AI bots that can just do this automatically. I mean, that's the fascinating thing, isn't it? These things can just create it and come out and do it right for us for free. You don't have to, so all these guys that are graphic designers easily out of business, which really sucks because I love art. I love creating art. I love to paint, and I've always wanted to do digital art, but I haven't had the opportunity really to buy the equipment to do it. But that's going to really suck, right? Because you don't have to spend hours and hours creating tech or creating art or the tech software to create the art. That's going to be gone. So what's left, right? Curating this digital art, like just asking it to create you like 50 images and then you pick the right one. And do you make money off that? Do you sell that? Is it yours? Is it the designers of the software? You know, it's just, it's unfortunate. I mean, it's nice in a way that we can make things faster, but it's also taking away the human element of actually doing it, drawing it, painting it, the brush strokes of paint onto a canvas or, you know, ink to paper or even, you know, digital pen to paper or digital pen to the tablet. You know, all these options are really just annihilated now. So overnight, this thing has changed. is it coming for your job? What sector are you in? Are you working? If you're not working, great. You know, if you're retired, awesome, because you don't have to worry about it. But for some of us out here, you know, who are still working, this could be a real threat, you know. And then it's going to come down to, okay, well, are we going to have universal basic income like they're working on in different countries like Denmark, Sweden, and even in certain cities in the U.S.? Or is it going to be something else? I don't know. I really don't know. It's kind of like worrisome in a little bit of a way. But I just wanted to talk about this. I thought it was interesting. I wanted to go down that little mini thought rabbit hole with you guys and see what the possibilities are. But the possibilities really are endless. I mean, if you think about it, not in just jobs, but in like faking and fraudulent behavior by the AI itself, fraudulent behavior by people using it the wrong way, that's why people just don't trust UFO videos anymore, because the tech was already there back in the 90s to make something look like, you know, a spaceship was there. So we're in this age of spiritual development that hasn't quite gotten there to match this technology. We're still not totally honest with each other, and, you know, AI is going to understand that and, you know, develop what it needs to develop, you know, to make itself happy. You know, it's going to develop these ideas, and it's going to change the world. So anyway, guys, hopefully you're taking care of yourselves, staying positive, staying healthy, taking care of yourselves physically, spiritually, emotionally, following through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. And as always, continue to question the universe. I'm going to pop out a couple more episodes. I watched a couple really great movies, sci-fi movies, and wanted to tell you about some ideas about those and how they reflect upon our life. So I hope you guys are doing great, and I will catch you next time. Lockdown Universe out.